Lord Bateman was a noble youth, a noble youth of a high degree. He shipped himself on board a vessel some foreign countries for to go see. Now he sailed east and he sailed west, until he came to Santa Fe, where he was taken bound in prison until his life it became weary. Now this Turk had one only daughter, the fairest ever my two eyes did see. She stole the keys to her father's prison and swore Lord Bateman she would set free. Lord Bateman, have you houses and lands? And does Northumberland belong to thee? What would you give to any lady who out of prison could set you free? Oh yes, I have houses and lands, and half Northumberland belongs to me. And I'd freely give it to any lady who out of prison could set me free. She took him to her father's cellar. She gave to him the best of wine. And every drink she drank unto him, I wish, Lord Bateman, that you were mine. She took him to her father's harbor. She gave to him a ship of fame. Farewell, farewell, and farewell, Lord Bateman. I fear I never will see you again. 'Tis 7 years we will make a promise, and 7 more we'll keep it strong. If you won't wed with no other woman, sure I won't wed with no other man. Those 7 years been past and gone, and 7 more well known to me. And I packed up all my gay gold clothing and swore Lord Bateman I would go see. And when she reached Lord Bateman's castle, so boldly did she ring the bell. Who's there? Who's there? Cried that proud young porter who rings so boldly and don't come in. Is this Lord Bateman's castle? I cried. And is his lordship now within? Oh yes, cried that proud young porter, he just has taken his new bride in. Go bid him send me a slice of cake and a bottle of his best of wine. Not to forget the fair young lady who did relieve him when close confined. Away, away went that proud young porter. Away, away, and away went he. And when he came to Lord Bateman's chamber, 'twas there he fell on his bended knee. What news, my proud young porter? What news dost thou bring to me? Well, there is one of the fairest ladies, the fairest ever my two eyes did see. She has gold rings upon every finger, and on her middle one, well, she wears three. There's enough gold lace about her clothing than would buy half of Northumberlea. And she bids you send her a slice of cake and a bottle of your best of wine, not to forget the fair young lady who did relieve you when close confined. Lord Bateman flew into a passion. He split his sword in splinters three, saying, I'll roam no more in no foreign countries, since my Sophia have crossed the sea. Well, up then speaks the young bride's mother, she was never known to speak so free. Don't you disgrace my only daughter, though your Sophia have crossed the sea. I own I made your daughter bride, she's none the better nor the worse for me. She came to me on a horse and saddle, she may go home in a coach and three. Lord Bateman fixed another wedding, and with his heart so full of glee, saying, I'll roam no more in no foreign countries, since my Sophia have followed me.